Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the TNT NewsHour on BBS Radio. My name is Don Nikoloff. I'm your Wednesday host. I play tag team with the executive producer and co-founder of BBSRadio.com, Mr. Don Newsome. And I'm happy to be here with you. I was unable last week to appear. I had an emergency come up, and that happens from time to time. It even happens to Lou Dobbs and Keith Olbermann, and even maybe Wolf Blitzer. Even though this isn't mainstream media, we are human beings, and we do have things that come up from time to time. And I appreciate Don for filling in last week. What are we going to talk about today? Well, there's lots to talk about. How much of it is important is one issue. However, we will try to our best to bring integrity to whatever we broadcast today. Of course, there's a lot out there that sometimes you wonder just who's actually behind creating some of what we call news. And what is news? It's the new things going on. Is it the spin? Is it the propaganda that we are waking up to on ever increasing levels? In the radio business, there are many paths that one can follow. One can choose to talk about the news. One can talk about health. One can talk about consciousness, music, art. There's an endless variety of topics. There's probably as many topics as there are people on the planet. Now, how many people are going to listen has much to do with how we've been conditioned, how we have been led to anticipate what is told to us, and how we are supposed to react to it. And on this show, we bring some stories forward, and there's really no format per se. It's sort of an impulsive thing. Often an email that we might get minutes before the show has everything to do with what we'll talk about, just because the email was important. And I thought I would today talk about some things that people are sending in emails from not just different parts of your local area or different parts of the country, but from around the world. And there seems to be a resurgence of research being done in the backgrounds of some people. Now, I'd like to preface today's news item with a general comment. And that's that many of you know I am a researcher. I'm an investigative or intuitive researcher. I get a gut feeling about something, and I look it up and dig for the facts, turn over all the rocks. Sometimes have to dig beyond the rabbit holes, and I usually come up with something that conflicts greatly with what we've been shown. I've been recognized more recently, let's say within the past year, for my ability to be pretty darn accurate. In fact, I've had some, what some people called outlandish stories, confirmed 100%. And I'm speaking about the genealogy of certain political figures. If you look around the world, we know that there's a small clique of people controlling everything. They're controlling the oil industry. They're controlling the banks. In fact, they use the banks as a means of control itself. The pharmaceutical companies, the food manufacturers, the companies that manufacture products that we use, that maybe we don't absolutely have to have, but products that make our life a little bit more convenient or a little more luxurious or even a little bit happier. And you have some companies like Colgate Palmolive, for example, that makes toothpaste and soap and lotions there are lots of companies that do the same thing. They use certain products that we are not informed about, and an example would be to use elements of animal tissue or animal parts, let's say. And if somebody came by your house and picked up your dog or your cat or your bird and said, hey, we're running low on products for hand lotion, we're going to take your pet, you'd be pretty ticked off about it and probably would put up a fight. Someone would end up getting hurt on one side or the other. And finally, because you had been touched so closely to something that you love, or someone that you love, that you will finally do something about it. When these things don't affect us, we tend to be apathetic about them. And so we don't really look into, we don't research the products that we use. We don't research the foods that we eat that have all kinds of additives, dyes, sweeteners, salts, and flavor enhancers, preservatives, and these things are intended to make the food last longer. And even with all those things in the food, it seems never to last as long as it should. And that's because these things that they use to preserve the food sometimes are just for appearance, sometimes just for aroma or smell or taste, and they have nothing to do with the nutritional value of the food. So even the food companies play a role in this big conspiracy to control mankind. And also, they're likely putting substances in foods, in medicines that are not only toxic to us, but actually create further health problems down the road. Sort of a Trojan horse type of effect. Now, we have the same thing going on in government. In fact, that they do this with money. You find out that you're paying three times what you borrowed on a house if you carry the loan to term. Many people aren't even aware of that, that you buy a $100,000 house on the basic average percentage rates that they offer for home loans. And by the time you've paid off that house, you will have paid $300,000 for a $100,000 house. Try to sell it for $300,000 today, and you'll find that the market won't bear that. So again, there's a Trojan horse in the finance community, in the banking system. We have one in government, obviously. Now, I want to get to that for a moment and point out that many of the people who are running for public office are not at all who they say they are. And I don't mean this in a way where, you know, you have people that apply for a job and they fudge their resume and they say they worked for such and such a company and they earned this big salary. And you do some research on whether or not they held that position in that company. And then you find out that the company didn't even exist, or you can't seem to find any way to contact the company, find the company, talk to anyone that was in the company at a given time. Now, how do you deal with that situation? Well, if you're a researcher or an investigative researcher or maybe even a bit intuitive and your gut tells you that there is somewhere a record, there is some way to find out this information, you start looking. Now, I can tell you, I can assure you that it's very difficult to find this information. As an independent researcher that doesn't have access to real government records, real government documents, and real people, it's a matter of fact. It's the Achilles heel of anyone who wants to aspire as a historical researcher or just a researcher of fact. That obfuscation, the covering up, the intentional hiding and concealment of facts is what supports these ruses. Now, as a researcher, if you can stumble upon the method, if you can understand the method that they use, these people had to have left a trail somehow. So the effort now becomes one of finding the trail, picking it up. Can you take a bloodhound and ferret out the scent? Well, if you're looking for something physical and you know it's in a certain area, you might be able to find it. But you're going to have to give the bloodhound some means of tracking it, some starting point, and that would be the scent of a piece of clothing or some possession that belonged to the person that you're looking for. Now, if you're looking for a fact, that's a much harder thing for a bloodhound to find. Yet, facts are out there. They're in the ether, we say in metaphysics. They're energy that occurred in time, and so they have a place, and they're accessible. So intuitive research, and that coupled with investigative research, can be quite an interesting proposition for someone who's looking for the truth. And even more so for those that find out about the truth that's been discovered. Now, where's all this going? This preface here is basically to let you know, to inform the TNT NewsHour listening audience that I have an article that just was published in the Idaho Observer. And if you don't have a copy or a subscription to the Idaho Observer, I urge you to go call area code 208-255-2307. Again, I'll give you that number, 208-255-2307. Talk to Ingrid Castle or Don Harkins. They are the couple that runs the newspaper. They are the editors and publishers. It's not a big corporate entity like the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Chicago Tribune. However, the writers, the contributors to the paper, come from all over the nation, and they write the truth. And they're, like myself, they are researchers, and I have studied and read the works of many of these journalists, and I have to tell you that the integrity of the paper is very high. That they do not want to publish anything, and they will not publish anything unless they have definitive proof that what is being brought forward rings true. I wrote a piece. It's actually in three parts, called The Three Stooges Go to Washington. The Three Stooges, who are they? Well, I'm not talking in the general sense of the three comedy actors that worked for Universal Studios for so many years, the Howards, Curly, Larry, and Moe. And then, of course, there was Shemp, and they had lots of character actors throughout the years that were on the Three Stooges. We could say that a stooge is a derogatory name, in a sense, in describing a person. It's someone actually who has been put into a situation to play a role, much like an actor. However, in one sense, a stooge would be the person that assists, let's say, a comedian. We could say that out of the comedy routine, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, that Jerry Lewis was the stooge, at least as far as the image portrayed to the audience. However, when you look at the brilliance behind Jerry Lewis's comedic characters, you would have to say that really Dean Martin was the stooge. It's just twisted around and presented to us in a way that the straight man appears to be normal and the funny man appears to be crazy. So the stooge has a stooge in general. The word stooge has lots of connotations. A stooge can also be someone who is put into a place just to help someone. And often they could be performing some duty, some service for this person or this group of people that they're uncomfortable with, but because maybe their life has been threatened, or they have been bribed, or they are being blackmailed, or a variety of circumstances can force compliance of this stooge. Now, anyone who's been studying the candidates and studying this 2008 election that began in 2007, you have to ask yourself, first of all, why did it begin so soon? There was a lot to be worked out in this, I would answer. There was a lot of testing of the waters. They had to take the temperature and the pulse of the public to find out what we were going to be most inclined to believe as the truth. Well, they have their intentions when they want to put a puppet into power, regardless of what their name is. When they choose the puppet, they will see to it that the puppet is manufactured through the mainstream media, through brainwashing techniques, through mind control techniques, through suggestive advertising, repetition, and really not by giving us a choice we would have. In other words, someone like Ralph Nader, who is known to be a fighter for the consumer to fight to have safety in consumer products and to have safe drinking water and a safe environment. Ralph Nader, you never hear about for a whole year or 4 years actually, until it's election time. Then all of a sudden someone says Ralph Nader's running for president. And it's like saying the sun came up yesterday. Ralph Nader never has a chance. Even if all the people in the country voted for Ralph Nader, they would report the election results in their favor. So regardless of who runs, they're going to put the person that they choose in office. Now, where does my article come in? The Three Stooges Go to Washington. Well, if you knew that these people that are running for president, and I'm in particular talking about John McCain the Third and Barack Hussein Muhammad Obama, the name Muhammad is not often mentioned, and Hillary, they like to say Rodham Clinton, but I would say Rosenberg Clinton. These three candidates are not the only ones running for president. In fact, they've been recently interviewing Mike Huckabee, who dropped out several months ago. They're interviewing him like he's still in the campaign. Ron Paul is running for president and gets interviewed by a handful of people, mostly on the late night talk shows. The delegate conventions that are taking place in various parts of the country are turning into Ron Paul events, and yet the mainstream media will not report that because they're bought out, they're sold out, they're actually agents or arms of the intelligence community that puts the propaganda out to us in the first place. So we can't expect to hear the truth on the mainstream media, and yet everyone is falling over, head over heels now, for Barack Obama, some for John McCain. Well, he's the only one qualified to be the president. And they really know nothing about either of those two. In fact, Barack Obama is a name that just came out a few years ago. I mean, no one had heard of him. And he's running for president, and he's leading the Democrats. This is insanity. On the basis of what? On the basis of going around saying, I'm for change? Well, you know, any baby that's pooped its diaper is for change, too. It depends on what you mean by the word change, number one. But he's just parroting what he's being told. These people are puppets. Not only are they stooges, they're puppets. They have strings attached, and they do what they're told to do. They have corrupt sides. They embezzle money. They steal money. They deal in drugs. They use drugs. They're pedophiles. they're homosexuals. Now, if you want to be a homosexual, that's your choice. I'm not going to get in your way. That's a choice you have. However, I do not feel, it's my opinion, that one's sexual preference, one way or the other, should be their only sexual preference. And the fact that these people have orgies, that they use sex slaves, and this has been documented by many, many victims of the sex slave trade, the mind control sex slave business that they run out of the MK Ultra programs and the SRI mind control programs, and those created by Tavistock Institute in London, England. All of these things tie together. These people are involved in bank frauds, election fraud. They've stolen money from the government. They've stolen money from the Treasury. They've done it in and out of office. They've done it. I use the Clintons as an example when they were in Mena, Arkansas. And it's no secret in Arkansas. Just type the word Mena, M-E-N-A, into a search engine. And you will come up with an endless amount of information about the drug trade in Arkansas. When Bill Clinton was the attorney general, when he was the governor of Arkansas, and even after he became president of the United States. There's a laundry list of people that were murdered for speaking out against the Clintons, for standing up to them, for knowing what they do with their money, what they do with their business, how they have people killed, how they deal in drugs, how they use drugs, the whole nine yards. And you want to contemplate, you actually are thinking about voting for Hillary Clinton? John McCain's got his skeletons in his closet. And without going into all of that right now, because that's premature of my article, other than the fact that you can go to any Patriot website and read the accounts of many of the prisoners of war that were in Vietnam with John McCain in the same facility, in the Hanoi Hilton. And they'll tell you that there were many times when he was not around. He claims he was in solitary confinement. But those stories are proving out not to be true. They painted him as a war hero. What's heroic about crashing five jets and costing taxpayers millions and millions and millions of dollars? What's heroic about some of the other things he's noted for? For instance, putting the whole crew and the ship, the USS Forrestal, which was an aircraft carrier, in jeopardy. Many people, because of his negligence, died. And it cost $72 million, again, to the American taxpayers. One event. Well over 100 people died in that event. And this is a hero. We're talking about American soldiers that died. This is a man portrayed as a hero. Then we have Barack Obama, whose mother marries an African man, gets a divorce after 2 years, goes to Indonesia, raises him in Indonesia, and now he's running for president of our country. Tell me something is not wrong with that picture. Just in what I said, tell me something doesn't sound wrong. And I'll resign from this show. And Don Newsom, if he's hearing this, is cracking up because he knows I won't do that. Now, I have written this article, The Three Stooges Go to Washington, in the first part, which basically covers those that I have deduced created McCain's grandfather, John Sidney McCain Sr. Now, it's a very confusing issue if you've never been down a genealogical trail. And when you are looking at phony records or reading phony accounts about who these people are, you get a little angry, you get a little upset and disgusted with the fact that that presidents and senators and congressmen have phony genealogies, and that that someone protecting our borders, even before Border Patrol was an issue, and I'm talking over 100 years ago, when people working on the borders permitted spies to come into our country with the intention of doing to our country what we are experiencing today. This has been going on for since the inception of the United States. Easily since the early 1600s. And we're not a country per se until 1776. But I can tell you that we had already at that time been infiltrated, and it just increased and increased and increased until it's going on today in the open. Right in front of our noses it's going on. And are we powerless to stop it? Do we have no means to stop it? Or are we totally out of common sense and courage or creativity? Have we lost that? Because if we've lost that, we have nothing. We're told we're the land of the free. I can tell you, if you read my research, go to directlightproductions.com, click on articles, and then click on the first article, which is called The Three Stooges Go to Washington. Read that article and tell me that our country hasn't been set up for over 100 years. And that's just the first part of a major piece on these three candidates. Now, you may be asking yourself, or you may want to ask me why I didn't write anything about Ron Paul. So far, everything I've looked at about Ron Paul rings true. And they're trying to keep Ron Paul out of the election. So there must be something good about Ron Paul that they don't want to happen. In fact, Ron Paul would do away with the Illuminati. He would do away with the New World Order. He would do away with the Federal Reserve and the IRS. And all these people, these criminals in office now, would be behind bars. Some of them probably executed for committing treason and murder. And that would be too kind for what they've done to millions and millions of people around the world. And not to mention the things they're doing today, right now. Now, the article will be updated next month in May. It currently takes up 4 pages of the Idaho Observer. So I encourage you to subscribe to that paper. Again, the number is 208-255-2307. And speak to Don or Ingrid, and they'll get you signed up. It comes out once a month. It's not a lot of money, folks. Well worth having the truth at your fingertips. Now, I sent an email today along the lines of my article. This is actually more along the lines of an article I wrote last April 19th, 2007, which featured the Bush family and their real Nazi identities. Primarily, I focused on the corrupt genealogy of the Bush, and I use that name with reservation because it's not their real name, and the George Herbert Walker clan. And I exposed who they were down to a T. I examined all of their census records. You can't find any birth records on these people because they weren't born here, and they weren't born under the name Bush. But having co-conspirators in government, they can get false documents created. And George Bush, who was supposedly born in 1924, fudged his birth record in around 1938. And he was proven in that article I wrote that he and his father and really the whole clan were Nazis. Other writers in other ways have pointed that out. This is historical fact, yet it's kept out of the history books. None of us studied this in school because they kept it out of the history books. The CIA designed the history books for us. They told us what they wanted us to know, and they didn't tell us what they didn't want us to know. It's a simple fact. So my writing, my journalism has been about exposing what they didn't want us to know. The thing is, they didn't tell me either. But as I mentioned at the top of this show, I am gifted, and I am able to look and to discern where to look for facts. And I study the facts very carefully, and I connect dots, and I cross-reference, and I compare these things. And even the president himself said I'm a darn good researcher. Now, speaking of the president, I was forwarded an email, and I would recommend that anyone interested in this take down the name of this title, and I'll give you the website to go to. It's called "Can You Guess Who Is George W. Bush's True Biological Father?" This is a reposting of an article that was at this website, www.fourwinds. That's one word, four, the spelled out number four, FOURWINDS, 10, the number 10, .com. www.fourwinds10.com. That article can be found at that website. It's an interesting story about a man who identifies himself as B. Nicholson. And Mr. Nicholson, he says around May or June of 1971, was driving from I have to go back here, from Louisiana, around New Orleans, and on his way back to Texas to go home. And he picked up a hitchhiker. And the name of this hitchhiker was George. George was intoxicated. He was drunk. I guess you could say stoned drunk. I don't know if he was on drugs. One could presume, so close to Vietnam, that he was. And he described himself as a jet fighter pilot and a graduate of Yale University. And he couldn't imagine that this guy, this undisciplined looking individual and really pathetic looking individual, would have been with the Air Force. He had long hair, he was strung out looking, and he was drunk. And he was carrying a bottle with him, and Mr. Nicholson offered to give him a ride under the condition that he didn't drink anymore in his car. He wasn't going to stand for it. As they drove, George began to describe how he was all upset because his father had killed John F. Kennedy. And I could put it another way. The way it's told in the story is that his dad murdered his real father, John F. Kennedy. Now, when I look at some of the Kennedy clan, I see some similarities. I would say, how is it that that the Kennedy genes were able to be filtered out through John F. Kennedy? Well, that's probably exactly the answer to the question. Kennedy must have filtered them out because he had an affair, they say, while he was in the Navy recuperating from his PT-109 injuries. He had an affair with Barbara Pierce, according to this Mr. Nicholson. I find this fascinating, especially since I've been doing so much genealogical research, and obviously someone who I know quite well, who knows I'm doing this research, sent this to me because I was doing the genealogy. But you see, what happens, folks, is when you bring the truth to someone, all of a sudden, the truth, more of the truth comes out. I'm just referring to something someone sent me, and I did not write this article I'm speaking about now, yet it rings very true, in a sense, or this guy's just totally brainwashed. I might say that I see possibly a similarity in the hairline and in the manner in which the hair is combed. But beyond that, I really don't know. If I could buy this, but it's a very interesting story. Of course, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but he was very upset about the fact that his father was behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Now, interestingly also, there's mention of the fact that George H.W. Bush is the only person that was ever interviewed by Larry King, now on CNN, who didn't recall where they were the day that John F. Kennedy was shot. I remember that day so well, November 22nd, 1963, and it was the early afternoon that we got the news in school. I was in the sixth grade at the time. I was sitting 3 feet from the door, and the way the teacher had arranged our desks, because we were taking a French test, I was almost right in front of the door. And I have all of the image of where I was. I can tell you what school it was, what city it was. I can tell you what the weather was like on that day. I can tell you the reaction of all the children. And the eventual head of the CIA, the eventual head of the German Abwehr, the Dachau DVD, the Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst, which is the old SS, come to America, and a vice president under Ronald Reagan, and then president for one term, couldn't remember where he was the day Kennedy was shot. Come on. Come on. Someone is that guilty that they can't, that their memory has to fail them. Yet he played a very important role on that day, because there is a record, even though it's somewhat fabricated, his name, the name of George H.W. Bush, comes up in a document that J. Edgar Hoover put out, that they were contacted, the field office in Dallas was contacted by a George Bush from Houston, Texas, and he was trying to implicate a James Parrott as a potential assassin who shot Kennedy. And this call is supposedly made from Houston. Yeah, Bush's picture shows up in a picture in front of the book depository, the Texas School Book Depository. George Bush is standing there amongst police officers. He's standing there. And I've done research on this, and Otto Skorzeny said that George Bush was one of the assassins. Otto Skorzeny said he was there himself, and Joseph Mengele, Dr. Death from World War II, was there. New evidence is coming out all the time as to who all was involved, but actually, I had asked someone a couple of years ago what they knew about James Jesus Angleton, who was Kennedy's most trusted Secret Service agent, and the new evidence is showing that he put the whole conspiracy together. He orchestrated the whole thing. And he had help, of course. But these are events in history that have gone unanswered. You know, this is murder. And they find a patsy, and the patsy goes and is killed to ensure silence, that it goes no further. Yet everyone else in the world has investigated this, and everyone else comes up to the same conclusion, that it's nothing but a big cover-up and a major conspiracy. And it's murder. Just like 9/11 was murder. But these people can form their little commissions. They had a commission back then. We had one for 9/11. They form these commissions because these commissions now become exempt from the law. and they can say anything, and they cannot be held to any standard, except for the fact that we allow that to happen. Why do we allow that to happen? Why do we not do anything about it? So in this case, this hitchhiker now, George, going back to this story from B. Nicholson, George Bush is talking about the fact that George H.W. Bush is his stepdad. Now, that's quite possible, because if you go to my website, directlightproductions.com, and click on articles, you'll see an article that begins with the words Deathbed Confessions. And if you read that article, it discloses who George H.W. Bush himself really was. So it wouldn't surprise me if Barbara Pierce had sex with John F. Kennedy on either score. Otto Skorzeny said that Nikola Tesla had love letters from Barbara Pierce. And when I inquired as to why that had occurred, obviously there was a rumor, which Skorzeny himself said he verified, that Tesla was rather well endowed, and that it would definitely be the kind of person that she would want to be affiliated with. Aside from the fact that he was important and the family was stealing all of his inventions and his money. So, the point I'm trying to make here is that that these connections are quite possible. That these people, in an effort to maintain what they call their bloodline, and I would say that's probably a specific blood type, like AB negative. Their bloodline is what they want to maintain, not mix with any other blood. And what do they give us? They give us puppets. They give us stooges. So I encourage you not only to read these articles, but look at what's going on and use some discernment and see that these parades that they're subjecting us to every night, all hours of the day and night on networks like Fox and CNN, they're telling us who's winning the election while we have corrupt voting machines. We have corrupt politics, too. You don't hear anything about Hillary Clinton's lawsuit with Peter Paul, where in 2000 he gave her up to $1.6 million and she didn't report it to the campaign. And the Federal Elections Commission covered it up. A judge threw the criminal case out of court because she said she didn't remember it. Well, when are these people going to remember anything? They don't remember something like, if you got $1.6 million, would you remember it? I don't understand that. Well, it's the same with George H.W. Bush. I mean, how can he not remember what happened on November 22nd, 1963, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated? Especially since he was there and was one of the assassins. How can he not remember it? So, my deduction is that they don't tell the truth. They lie. So when do they begin telling the truth would be the next question. At what point do they stop lying and start telling the truth? Simple answer would be never. Simplest answer would be never, because we hear every day what they're not going to do, and they turn around and do it. And then they tell us every day what they're doing, what they're going to do, and they turn around and don't do it. We have numerous examples of that. So I found this story on 4winds10.com, kind of interesting. And it's pretty well written, and it's basically an account of this meeting that the two had together. But the individual, B. Nicholson, seemed to think that there may be some truth to it. And wouldn't you know, when I have a radio show, someone wants to call on the phone. Well, they're not going to interrupt this show any more than they just have. So, moving along now, what else is going on in the world? Well, there are reports that our government at every turn is trying to instigate something in the Middle East. Israel's trying to push for war. They're just bound and determined to start some kind of a nuclear confrontation, that the murder of millions of people in Iraq and Afghanistan is not whetting their appetite. It's not satisfying them. And so, we are going to have to really keep an eye on what's going on, because our economy is falling to nothing. They want to use these ruses about inflation and the housing market, and yeah, everything is suffering. You don't blame it on the housing market, and you don't blame it on bad loans. The money was stolen is what the issue is here. They're not telling us the truth. So don't expect to hear the truth from these people. Oh, I think it's time just for a short break. And I think I'll do a couple of spots here. And then we'll come right back to what we were talking about, I think would be good. Be right back. As soon as I get the volume up here. Okay, here we go. Now don't go away. We're coming right back.
The Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
And we're back here on the TNT NewsHour. Just got an email from a gentleman by the name of Daniel, who tells me that he just came across my website. And he could not view it very well to read. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but he goes on to say, the background is too light. The white type does not show up well enough. Well, I have a black background or a dark gray background. Actually, I did it intentionally because everything is sort of black and white. I made it white and black, if you get my drift. I'm just presenting things in a different way. But if you can't see white letters on a back black background, then I think you need a new monitor or new glasses. I don't know what else to say. Don't mean to be rude, but it's just the opposite of what you see when you're looking at a regular email page. Instead of a white page with black letters, you have a black page with white letters. The white letters show up fine. And I think that's the example of a complete mental block where your physical perceptions have been altered by what your mind has been taught to see and what your mind refuses to see. Now, I could be wrong, but I would take a stab at Daniel's email and just mention that. I get that from time to time. There are people that are using very old computers, and they take a while to download, or they are on dial-up, and they expect everything to work like it does when they go to the movies. It's not that way, folks. If your computer is slow, or if your computer is out of adjustment or outdated, and it's not able to produce the contrast and the myriad of colors that computers produce today, time to get a new one. But I mean, it's very seldom that someone tells me they can't read what's on the pages. Quite the contrary, they're fascinated with what they see on the pages. So I just thought I would share that. And if you're listening, Daniel, don't be offended. Check your monitor. Make sure that your settings are not overdriven too much, especially brightness and contrast. You may have filtered out the very colors that I do have on my website. And just to mention, BBS Radio has a black background, and they use all kinds of colored letters, and I wonder how many complaints they get about their site. But occasionally there's someone out there. I guess if I advertise my website as Don's Steakhouse, there's going to be somebody that complains about not getting a hot dog. So anyway, we'll let that lie there. I don't want to make Daniel angry. Let's see. Now, last night, this is worth mentioning. I was told we had really great numbers last night on the Evident Footprints radio show, and I'm doing one again tonight. My special guest is Michael Anthony, and I had Pastor Matthew Stevens on, and he has been talking about prophecy, both Bible prophecy, as well as visions that he's been given. And I'm told that he's been right about a lot of them. Now, I've made some predictions myself. I don't know if I would call them prophecies, per se. I've had visions of things, and I've made predictions, and many of those have come true. Most of my vision gets translated into my journalism and revealing the truth, finding the truth, where it seems to be hidden from us. And that's what we attempt to do on this show. We threw out some tidbits today. A lot of it is my opinion, but I can tell you that my opinions are based upon what I know to be as fact and not what I believe. Opinion seems to be the catchword for the court system. You know, you can be sued for what you say, but not for your opinions. So I guess it's safe to have an opinion. And my opinion right now is that we are out of time. And so I want to thank Don Newsom for having me as a host on Wednesdays on the TNT News Hour. And I'm going to say goodbye to you, but please visit me tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific Time on Evident Footprints. My special guest will be Michael Stanley. And we're going to talk a little bit about our government, so you might want to tune in tonight. Meantime, have a good day. Peace, love, and light, and I'll see you all tonight.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.